Welcome to this Frequency Matters podcast. I'm Pat Hindle, and I'm here with my co-host, Gary LaRude. This is our second podcast in our new series on innovative Internet of Things applications. And today we are exploring how wireless technology can help in the medical applications with blood pressure monitoring using radar. To discuss this subject with us, we have Adrian Mikolajczyk, and he's head of the Infineon Silicon Valley Innovation Center, and Catherine Liao, founder and CEO of Blumio. Thank you both for joining us today.
It's nice to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Let's start with Adrian. Can you tell us about the Silicon Valley Innovation Center that Infineon has set up and how you engage with companies like Blumio?
Maybe the way to summarize it in a single sentence is to say we at Infineon and myself definitely see innovation as a team sport. From that perspective, having been here about 4 years, I'll say that Infineon overall, I've been very impressed with the collaboration in Infineon and how we collaborate inside the company. And in the Innovation Center, we're really looking at taking some of that collaboration external and working with startups and partners to drive innovation from an Infineon perspective and a global perspective. If you look at how we work together with startups and with Blumio as an example, if I use that team sport analogy, you know, Infineon's really good at building cutting edge devices and core technology. We are a silicon company by our background. And then the other position maybe we play, and that talks a little bit more about the discussion of Blumio, is we're also a large company with a lot of go-to-market capability. So we can deliver these fundamental building blocks and we can help on the go-to-market. And then the engagement with startups as a whole is they're really good at finding interesting problems and finding new solutions and how to drive those and test those out. And so that's how we work with startups. So if I kind of look at that team sport analogy, we'll do the devices and maybe at the back end, the market support. And then on the startup side, we really look to them to drive that system technology and those system solutions that leverage our raw capability.
So before we jump into Blumio, Adrian, what are some examples of other startups you're working with on wireless applications?
Yeah, so I think that's a great question. And I think for us overall, you know, the specific startups that the Innovation Center works with, we don't necessarily promote broadly. But what I'll say is we work very actively with partners in multiple topics. So Blumio, we're working with our radar, and that is a topic that we've made public. We've got activities in the 5G space. We've got activities in wireless power as well. We've got other radar activities that we cover with a number of startups. The collaborations are multi-level. Sometimes, like with Blumio, they're very software-focused and very application-focused. Some of our applications and the things we work with are actually on the hardware side, right? So we might build the radar chip and we work with startups for innovative new follow-on components in that system chain, and all the way to, for example, processing the software or processing the output of the radar and how to leverage it. So it's a pretty broad base. I'd say that the things that we've made public in our partner network, of course, our work with Blumio has been public. We do some work with some other companies, CEI, Worth. We've made some public developments on not just startups, but with bigger companies such as Google as well. Again, those are the ones that are public. We do quite a bit outside of that.
Catherine, so can you tell us about Blumio and your technology?
Sure. Blumio is a five-year-old startup based in San Francisco. We are looking at solving a key problem in health monitoring, and specifically the ability to monitor blood pressure with a wearable solution. And the idea behind Blumio was really born out of a personal need. My co-founder, Oliver Shea, who is the chief technology officer for the company and really the main ideator behind the product. A few years ago, his family member had suffered a health event, so specifically a stroke. And as she was recovering from home, he observed that she had to undergo what's called an ambulatory blood pressure monitoring. And in this case, you wear a blood pressure cuff for a 24-hour period. It inflates and deflates every 30 minutes. It's uncomfortable, disrupts sleep. And of course, if there's something that's squeezing your arm, that also raises your blood pressure. And so the overall, it was a very painful and annoying process. And that caused him to begin to explore and ask the question of, well, is it possible to monitor blood pressure in a different way? I mean, if you think about it, ever since the advent of Nike Fuel Band in sort of the circa 2012, 2013 timeframe, we've started to track our steps. Starting with that, we've started tracking our heart rate, and now we track our sleep. That's now the type of activities that we track very regularly, and it's very common to every person's vernacular when it comes to health management. But the most important indicator of health is blood pressure, and why are we not tracking that? And so that's really the founding sort of mission for the company. And if we were to rewind a few years, I don't know if you recall the XPRIZE award for the tricorder, and there were companies that are looking at solving cuffless blood pressure, but ultimately had failed. And what we did was we looked at what were the approaches, how does health sensing actually work, and what were past attempts that worked and that didn't work. And this is really where we stumbled upon the use of radar as a sensing modality to detect overall health. And most of the radar applications has been in the area of respiration monitoring. So using radar to detect chest movements and get respiration and heart rate from that. And we fundamentally asked the question of, can you have radar look closely at the body or into the body to tell us more about our health and specifically cardiovascular health? And what we have narrowed in on is a very specific radar technology that can detect the pulsation of the artery. And from that gives us a mechanism to derive cardiovascular health information.
So, Catherine, how did Blumio get involved with the Innovation Center, and what attracted you to the partnership?
Well, so Adrian actually found us. We were fortunate where that as we went through a startup accelerator here in San Francisco, the MIT Technology Review wrote an article about what it is that we were doing. And I think Adrian happened to read about it and reached out and said, hey, we make radar chips. Do you think you can use our radar chip and what it is that you're doing? And to which we basically looked at it and said, absolutely. As a startup, we have to focus on what we are good at. And in this case, we are not semiconductor radar IC experts. But yes, we had built a homegrown system as a proof of concept to demonstrate what it is that we wanted to do. But ultimately, the amount of capital and resource that's required to build a radar system from the ground up, it's quite a large undertaking, and the ability to partner with Infineon and leverage what they had already done and simply applying our know-how and our software as well as research and development expertise into making that work, it made for a very natural collaboration for us.
Adrian, can you tell us about how Infineon developed the Infineon Zensys 60 gigahertz radar chipset, and what are some of the challenges that you had to overcome?
Maybe I'll step back and kind of describe radar in general, right? I think everyone's familiar with radar from, you know, geez, it's been around since the 40s. It's typically a very large system. You see images of big radar dishes circling around, and these are high power, big dishes. And the challenge for us on this technology is to go from kind of that image down to something that's very, very, very small. In this case, what we've developed is a small 60 gigahertz radar, about the size of a fingernail. In fact, it kind of makes your fingernails look big. And included in that is not just the actual radar chip, but the antennas that are part of that to make it work, right? So number one is getting the size down, and we're pretty excited about what we've accomplished there. So number two is getting the power down. Power for one of these big dishes is of course, significant, even just the motors are pulling those around. So getting something down to something that can be in a mobile device is an amazing feat. Now you're in the milliwatt range for using a radar system and having a small, this is again, small fingernail size radar, now only pulling milliwatts of power. So now you can fit into something mobile. And then the last thing, and then the really interesting challenge is, Catherine's talked about using radar to measure pulse. And if you look at your arm, there's a few people who can see their pulse. They can see it beating, but most of us can't. So most of us have to feel for it, and then we can find it. And sometimes we have to dig around for a while. Well, the amazing thing about the radar that we've developed is that it, in fact, can see those pulses quite clearly. And so this ability to see things down to that kind of small micro motion level, way sub millimeter level, is the maybe the third thing that's really critical to making this application work. And so those three things have come together here, and now you have a radar that can fit in a mobile device, use the power source of a mobile device, and actually see the kinds of things that the human eye can't even oftentimes pick up.
So is this similar to the 60 gigahertz chip that you use for gesture sensing that we've seen introduced to the market?
Correct. So it is a very similar technology, right? Those have the same kind of criteria about power, size, and motion. And so in the gesture sensing aspect, think of gesture in maybe a broader sense. There's gesture of, you know, a big hand wave, but there's also a gesture. You can think of a pulse as a micro gesture. And so this is kind of that next level of going into the micro gestures. But it's that same base platform, yes.
How does this chip get integrated into a wearable for blood pressure sensing? What does the product look like?
In terms of how this gets integrated into a wearable product, how we envision are a few steps in that process. So step one, what we'll do is that we'll take the Infineon radar IC, which is incredibly small, about 5 millimeter by 6 millimeter, build it into a sensor board, which we anticipate to probably come in at around about 1 centimeter squared. And what that you can do then is begin to think about how could that be integrated into a product. How we envision the product itself, it could come into a few different form factors. Ultimately, the radar can detect an arterial signal anywhere a pulse can be felt, whether that is at carotid artery on your neck or the radial artery on your wrist. We can think about different form factors that's suitable for the locations that it's going to. So for a wearable product on the wrist, we can see such sensor may be embedded into the wristband of a smartwatch, for example. So rather than today, where we see a lot of sensors that's going into the actual watch body that's on top of the wrist, what we envision that is that we'll actually make use of the real estate that's available in the band itself to have that sensor to sit directly over where the radial pulse is. And alternatively, we also envision other form factors such as patches, one-time use patches that can be applied in perhaps more of a clinical use case instead of a consumer use case.
So what specific medical issues or applications does this address?
So we actually look at two-step processing when it comes to translating the radar signal all the way into some sort of a cardiovascular metric. The first step is to take radar signal and translate that into a health signal, and in our case, an arterial pulse pressure signal. What we do is that we look at the radar return, we analyze that signal, and then reconstruct that into a time series signal, which then can be analyzed and processed, step one. Step two, we look at the constructed arterial pressure waveform and begin to analyze all the specifics within that waveform. This part is actually well known, and there's a lot of research into this, which you can look at the how quickly the pressure wave rises, where the peaks are, where the troughs are, where various inflection points, and even the area under the entire curve. They are key cardiovascular parameters that can be extrapolated from looking at those characteristics within a pressure waveform. And then finally, once we can look at all the characteristics within the waveforms, we can then display that into a display device, whether it's a smartphone, for example, or maybe built into a display on the wearable device. Our first focus is really focusing on blood pressure management or hypertension management. 1 in 3 American adults are hypertensive, meaning that their blood pressure is elevated or significantly above where the healthy level ought to be. The best way to diagnose and manage that condition is by regularly monitoring your blood pressure. And that is the first use case that we are going after.
When Catherine, early on when we met, she was showing me how the blood pressure does change by pulse to pulse. It was an interesting little experiment where you guys asked me to count backwards out loud by sevens from you. I think it was picked a random number, started at 152. And then the cuff comes on and starts measuring the blood pressure, and you could see it just skyrocket. then you think about a different thought and it'll come back down. So it's pretty interesting.
Absolutely. I mean, and if you think about it, in the US, we have, you know, 1 in 3 adults is hypertensive. And around the world, there are about 1 billion people that suffer from hypertension. And high blood pressure or hypertension is the most modifiable risk factor to all sorts of cardiovascular diseases, whether it's from stroke or heart attacks. And our vision is that a sensor like this could fundamentally change how we go about to monitor our overall health. One story, or one vision I like to give is that, can you imagine one day if blood pressure monitoring is pervasive in every device that we use and what we wear, and we can begin to correlate elevations with different activities during the day? And think about overlapping that with your Outlook calendar, for example. You can begin to see, wait, who am I in a meeting with? Who's stressing me out? And who should I avoid meeting with going into the future? I think that would be a fun thing to do.
One interesting story from Catherine's co-founder is he wore a blood pressure monitoring system across the whole day. And he showed us the images of his blood pressure across the day. And interestingly enough, if I remember that graph correctly, his blood pressure was actually pretty good at work. It was when he got home and he saw the family and the kids that it spiked up.
Sounds like that would be a great anxiety detector.
Well, it is. So if you think about it, and I can add some color to that. So while Oliver, our Blumio's chief technology officer, started pursuing this idea because he saw family member needing to have the ability to better monitor blood pressure, he also had another interest in the topic himself. Oliver has been diagnosed with hypertension ever since his late 20s, early 30s, and has had challenges in keeping it under control. He's undergone ambulatory blood pressure monitoring and actually found that his blood pressure is actually elevated in the evening rather than in the morning, as the doctors had assumed. And his medicine was being titrated in the morning, so taking blood pressure in the morning rather than at night. And the reason why he identified the spike in the evening is really the time to feed his kid and get the kid to bed. And as parents, I'm sure you can all relate, that's probably a very stressful time. And so because of that insight, he was able to update his medication to take it at an appropriate time to better adjust with his schedule and when his blood pressure elevations were.
Catherine, are you far enough along in your product roadmap development to say what kind of products would come out of this collaboration?
Sure. I'm happy to speak to that, and I'm going to leave some room for Adrian to comment as well. For us, our vision of collaboration is really focusing on the underlying sensor itself, less so from a finished product, because ultimately the enabler for cuffless blood pressure monitoring is to have the right type of sensor to accomplish that. So step one is a arterial pressure sensor that takes radar, spits out an arterial pressure wave, and a set of algorithms that can translate that into blood pressure measurements. And what we envision is that that is the product that Blumio and Infineon will jointly go to market and sell to device makers that want to now put the finishing package into a product to address different clinical use cases. And Adrian?
On the product release side, I think everything Catherine said is really great. I wanted to remind the audience, though, this is still a product that's in development. It's not launched yet. Our goal, as Catherine mentioned, is to offer some sort of development kit to the industry, if all goes to plan, end of this year, early next year. And that would mean that their product development would then go thereafter. But again, the real goal being that we provide this development kit that then is available for people to implement into their products and their final systems.
So you think the timing might be next year that we might see some commercially available products possibly?
I think from our perspective, you know, we'll be giving that to our customers in early next year, let's say, and then their timeline would follow thereafter. Catherine, you can comment more on this because it's more tied to medical timelines and those things, but you're probably talking realistically end of next year for something from a customer point of view, or the year after.
From the Infineon and Blumio collaboration, we intend on having a product available in 2021, which then can be sold to medical device makers who then will undergo their own developmental process and any type of regulatory approval process that's needed to commercialize a device. So that then is probably another 12 to 18 months after that. One analog that I like to make in terms of comparing what it is that we're making to something that may be better known is really think about InvenSense and the accelerometer, right? So the accelerometer that enabled all these step trackers to be created and new industries or new markets to be opened. This is how we are envisioning what it is that we are building as well. The sensor that we're building will fundamentally open or enlarge a set of health sensing use cases and enlarge health sensing market with a revolutionary sensor like this.
Pulling on that thread a little bit, as you look to the future in your wildest dreams, what kind of applications do you see that you could impact people around the globe?
So if you look at fundamentally what are some of the holy grails in health sensing, there are really two items. One is continuous glucose monitoring, and there are great strides being made in that space. And the second is continuous blood pressure monitoring. Ultimately, our vision here is to accomplish one of the holy grails in health monitoring, that being continuous blood pressure monitoring. What I like to say is that what we are making is relevant to anyone with a heart. And so in my wildest dream will be to see a sensor like this going into every type of medical device that's used for health sensing. And by medical device, it could be going into hospitals. It could be something that is a smartphone, right? It's imaginable that a smartphone will be a medical device at some point in the future. And so I want to see a sensor like this going into every device out there and used by anyone with a heart.
Yeah, and we fully support that vision. We would love for Blumio to have that kind of success.
Well, thank you, Catherine and Adrian, for joining us to explain this new approach to blood pressure monitoring. Having a cuff that I use to take my own blood pressure, I know the hassle because sometimes it won't read and I always wonder about the accuracy. So having something pervasive that's easy to use, particularly for people with hypertension, would be awesome. Many of Microwave Journal's readers are very much focused on the RF microwave technology and the components that use it. And we don't always get to hear about the applications and how they can impact the world. So we appreciate you giving us a view into your work and the potential that it can have. And we'll be following your progress and wish you all much success.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you very much.